KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky at 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms to be ending this morning. And for skies to be partly cloudy, it'll be windy and warm this afternoon, a high around 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In local news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors is set to meet at 8:30 this morning. On the agenda for their session at the courthouse is the canvassing of votes from Tuesday's school board election. The board will also discuss filling the vacancy of county attorney. Cass County Attorney David Wiederstein, as we mentioned to you, resigned from his position in August, and it's effective on January 1st. He did so after the supervisors voted to make the position full-time. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says whether a person is appointed or elected, the term will expire at the end of 2018. The position for the next four-year term beginning in January 2019 will then appear on the 2018 primary ballot. In other business, the supervisors will act on approving a resolution, approving with Crow River Construction the contracts and bonds for a Graywater Transmission Project, and that is with regard to the Elite Octane Ethanol Plant, and a resolution approving an easement review and purchase agreement to acquire an easement for a Graywater Transmission Line to cross railroad property of Hawkeye Land Company, again for the ethanol plant. A regular meeting of the Adair County Board of Supervisors will take place at 9 o'clock this morning at the courthouse in Greenfield. And on their agenda is discussion about computer bids with regard to the county recorder's office. Two representatives from Matura will talk about the neighborhood center. Representatives of the Chamber Main Street and General Relief Department will discuss with the board a courtyard use permit. The Adair County Treasurer will present resolutions for property tax abatements, and Sheriff Jeff Vandewater will discuss county law enforcement matters. The last part of the meeting features County Engineer Nick Kaufman, who will present a materials bid for a local option sales tax-funded bridge project. He'll also discuss and or act on credit card agreements for secondary road employees, the fiscal year 2017 annual DOT report, and present his regular report on department maintenance and activities. Cass County Auditor's Office reports two men from Wyota have filed to run for city office. Ford Lillard has filed nomination papers to run for mayor, and Jeff Lillard has filed to run for a city council seat. They'll join the other list of previously announced candidates who are in the running for the November 7th city elections in Cass County, the deadline for which to file nomination papers is September 21st at 5 p.m. Police in Creston say two men were arrested on separate charges Thursday. 31-year-old Joshua David Coulter of Creston was arrested at his home at around 5 a.m. Coulter was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for revocation of a pretrial release and additional charges of interference with official acts, domestic abuse, first offense, and assault causing bodily injury. Coulter was being held without bond at the Union County Jail until seen by a judge. And 21-year-old Jacob Jack Davis of Shannon City was arrested at around 12:50 p.m. Thursday in Creston on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree. Davis was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 cash-only bond. Creston police said also a resident of the 600 block of South Mulberry Street in Creston reported Thursday morning that someone stole his 1991 Harley-Davidson FX-STS. The theft occurred while the motorcycle was at the corner of Elm Street and Highway 34. The loss was estimated at $2,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they arrested Tuesday evening a man on a burglary charge. 40-year-old Sean Jason Parmeter of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for burglary in the third degree. Parmeter was later released from the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Officials of the Atlantic Community School District report the Iowa Association of College Admissions Counseling will sponsor a college fair on Tuesday, September 19th from 2 until 3:15 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. High School Guidance Counselor Craig Ferdine, site coordinator for the event, says that about 60 representatives from post-secondary institutions will be present to speak about opportunities at their respective colleges, vocational and technical schools, as well as military service. The IACAC has established 30 college day-night programs throughout the state to provide a supportive environment for students to obtain information and appropriate counseling that should prove helpful in their college selection process. Students, parents, or interested adults from Atlantic and the surrounding communities are invited to attend that meeting on Tuesday. The State Board of Education is moving ahead with a change that creates an exception in transfer rules for homeless students. The department's Nicole Presch says the change brings the state in line with federal regulations.
It's another way of removing a barrier for a student that's experiencing homelessness is to, you know, allow them to immediately enroll in athletics or other activities at the school district because they are in a homeless status.
Students who do not meet expectations to the transfer rule have to sit out 90 consecutive days before they can participate in activities. Presh says the new rules are part of the McKinney-Vento Act in the new federal education bill and will update what Iowa was using.
Before, the rules that we had in place went on a case-by-case basis to kind of review maybe the reason for the homelessness. And what we're looking to do is kind of remove an extra barrier that a student who is homeless may have.
She says the rules try to take some of the stress away from students.
There are several ways that a student can be considered a homeless student. A student can be an unaccompanied minor. They can be homeless, maybe not having a fixed regular place to stay at night.
And she says individual school districts will handle each case.
Schools and school districts have what they call a homeless school liaison. And every district is required to have one under McKinney-Vento. That individual is equipped with a homeless toolkit to, you know, be equipped with the right questions to ask each individual student or their families to determine whether or not they would qualify as a homeless student.
The Board of Education approved the proposed rule change, and there will be a public hearing held on October 31st from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the State Boardroom, second floor of the Grimes State Office Building at East 14th and Grand in Des Moines. Anyone can give their opinion on the rules either orally or in writing at that time. That's a look at the news of this hour, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.